Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with the Missouri State 4-H president.
With me is Zoe Engelbrecht of the Fairview 4-H Club of Lafayette County. Zoe, how are you?
Pretty good.
You go to Lexington School, is that right?
Yes, I'm a senior this year.
Okay. What are some of the 4-H projects you've done?
I have done sewing, quilting, entomology, hams, public speaking, first aid, and so many more.
And what's your favorite of all those?
I really like first aid.
Okay, so how many years would you say you've been in 4-H?
I have been in 4-H for 10 years.
How about accomplishments? I'm sure you've won some awards through the years. What are some of the awards you've won?
Last year, I got the I Dare You Award at the county level. I've also served like many offices in the club level, secretary, vice president, president, county level. I've also served many offices. And then this year, I'm actually serving as the state 4-H president. Last year, I served as the Northwest regional representative. So I've had lots of offices and all that. And I consider those things my biggest accomplishments.
Fantastic. That's amazing. How much longer can you stay in 4-H?
I have just this year, and then I have to say goodbye to it.
Oh, that'll be hard. You can stay involved with it, though, still, can't you?
Yes, I can continue to serve as like a volunteer for project areas and all of that.
Out of all the years you've been in 4-H, all the things you've done, what would you say the most fun thing has been?
I think the most fun thing that I've done is just meeting so many different people from across the state. Without 4-H, I definitely wouldn't have met that many people. Also, going to state Congress and having the opportunity to go to national Congress, that's going to be really fun. But definitely just meeting so many different people from across the state has been really fun for me.
National Congress, you haven't been yet? Are you going to go?
I'm going this November for 5 days.
Oh, that'll be absolutely great, man. If you had somebody younger wanting to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would 100% recommend it. It definitely gets kids out of their comfort zone, lets them try new things. I definitely would not have tried sewing or entomology if I wasn't in 4-H. And like I mentioned before, you definitely meet so many different people that you wouldn't have met outside of your town, even outside of your state.
Overall, after all this, what would you say 4-H means to you or has meant to you?
To me, 4-H has been such a learning opportunity and has given me so many different leadership experiences, and it's definitely impacted my life and made me a better person.
What are your future plans after you graduate?
I plan to go to college and pursue a career in the medical field.
Oh, that'll be great. Well, you'll be great at that as well as everything else you've accomplished, it sounds like. So, really congratulate you on all the awards you've won. It's been a pleasure. I've talked to you several times through the years, and I hope we'll continue to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you call a chicken staring at lettuce? Chicken Caesar salad. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.